is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Prayers for Pope Francis this Sunday. These well-wishers at Boston's Cathedral of the Holy Cross.
A little bit of a turn for the worse, but we hope that he recovers.
It's definitely sad, right? And I would want him to get better.
The Vatican says tests show early kidney failure, adding that there have not been any additional respiratory crises, and he is alert. More from CBS's Seth Dolan in Rome.
The leader of the world's Catholics remains in a Rome hospital in critical condition. The Vatican released a message from the Pope today thanking doctors, health workers, and noting he was struck by the many messages of affection.
Tomorrow marks 3 years since Russia invaded Ukraine, and the BBC's Debbie Russ reports Ukraine's president has made a significant offer.
Volodymyr Zelensky has said he's willing to give up his presidency in exchange for peace. At a news conference in Kiev, the president said he'd also step down if it meant his country could be admitted to NATO.
Federal workers face losing their jobs, says Elon Musk, if they don't respond to his order to submit a list of their weekly accomplishments by late tomorrow. Republican Utah Senator John Curtis tells CBS's Face the Nation.
It's not unusual in a corporate setting to have people report and explain what they're doing, especially if they're working from home. So I don't think this is a request is that difficult. I would ask my employees to let me know what they're doing.
But CBS's Stacey Lynn reports major departments will not be in compliance.
CBS News has learned that FBI leadership is pushing back on the email. Director Kash Patel says employees should pause any response. State Department personnel are also being told that no employee is obligated to report their activities outside of their chain of command.
And the Defense Department is now saying employees should pause responding to that order. Four-star General C.Q. Brown, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and the nation's highest military officer, was among those fired during Friday night's Pentagon purge. President Trump has nominated someone of lesser rank to replace him, retired General Dan Kane. More on that from CBS's Charlie Daggett.
He just retired recently. He's a three-star rank. That's kind of important because this is the first time a three-star general was promoted to that position.
The outbreak of measles in Texas worries former FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb.
I think this will spread. There's been 100 cases that have been identified so far. There's probably many more than that. So I think that this is going to get into the hundreds of cases and could take many months to try to fully snuff out.
Gottlieb spoke on CBS's Face the Nation. A board member of Pfizer, he recommends use of vaccines. An American Airlines flight from New York to New Delhi, India, landed safely in Rome after it was diverted due to what the FAA is calling a security issue. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time and switch to the expensive shampoo with amino acids. Sure, you don't know what those are or why you need them, but it sounds very impressive. And if you switch and save hundreds, you can massage it into your scalp every day. Now, if only you can get people to lean toward your head to smell those aminos. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For shampoo. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Struggling movie theaters are thanking collectibles for helping with their bottom line.
It's really hard to get the popcorn out of this thing. It's not ideal for eating.
Laugh all you want, Jimmy Kimmel, but commemorative popcorn buckets, including the kooky toothsome containers modeled after sandworms from Dune Part 2, have become big business for movie chains that still don't fill seats like they did before the pandemic. Executives say the receptacle collectibles are not only driving concession sales, they've created a sense of urgency to see big movies on opening weekend. Last year, themed merchandise brought in about $65 million in revenue for AMC alone. And those Dune buckets, which went for $25 in theaters, wound up on eBay, some asking upwards of $200. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Michaela Schifrin is the best in skiing's World Cup history with her 100th career World Cup race win today following her serious crash in November. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Morning clouds eventually thinning out in the afternoon. High temperatures warming to the upper 30s. A light southwest breeze. For tonight, more clouds set to roll in. Lows will bottom out in the upper 20s. Partly sunny and mid-40s Monday. Right now, it's 37.
Neil Sedaka on WRJN, local news, timeless hits, and we're getting closer and closer to March. I can't believe it. More timeless hits coming up from Diana Ross and the Supremes, the Godfather of Soul, James Brown, the Isley Brothers, and the Fab Four. But first, we got the Stampeders on 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and worldwide on the Civic Media app. We are WRJN.
Well, I'm on my way to the city lights, to the pretty face that shines her light on the city nights. And I gotta catch a noon train, I gotta be there on time. Oh, it feels so good to know she waits at the end of the line. Sweet, sweet city woman, I can see your face, I can hear your voice, I can almost touch you. Sweet, sweet city woman, on the banjo and me, we got a feel for singing. Yeah, yeah, bon, c'est bon, 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 c'est bon. I can hear your voice.
lips, I can almost touch you. Sweet, sweet city woman, on the banjo and me, we got a feel for singing.
Park to Sturdivant, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Love is here, and oh my darling, now you're gone.
Now you're gone.
Love is here, and oh my darling, now you're gone.
Now you're gone.
You persuade.
And we brought back the timeless hits to southeastern Wisconsin, WRJN, with Diana Ross and the Supremes. Recently, Saturday Night Live celebrated its 50th anniversary. One of my favorite sketches of all time involved Eddie Murphy with his portrayal of James Brown.
Wow, I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel sugar and spice. I feel nice. Sugar and spice.
You make me wanna